While You Work is played today by Anton.
While You Work is played this morning by Ian Stewart and his quartet. It's
played this afternoon by Tommy Kinsman and his dance hall.
Calling all workers. Music While You Work will be played by Troyes and his banjolier.
Today by Michael Friedman and his...
By Louis Mordish and his players.
By A.J. Pearl and his banjo octet.
And Music While You Work on this sunny morning in London is played by Bill Saville and his orchestra.
By Eddie Strevens and his quartet.
And here we are with our Music While You Work, which is being played for us this morning by Stan Reynolds.
By Ralph Ellman and his Bohemian players.
Well, for those of you who are still dreaming and hoping of a white Christmas, this is the best the BBC can do. Music While You Work, Jack White and his band.
By the time Ian Stewart and his quintet played the 20th anniversary program in 1960, 13,701 editions had already been heard, and not one of them had been retained in its archive by the BBC. It's only thanks to a listener called Brian Reynolds that we're able to hear any of this at all.
Hello. Welcome to my house of melody. Do come in.
It wouldn't be unfair to call Brian Reynolds a home recording fanatic.
This is the hall.
When domestic tape recorders first became available, many of us did a bit of that, but he did it on an industrial scale.
You need to come into my dining room where I keep my collection. Well, here's my archive of Music While You Work and other programmes. I've got about 50 reels of tape here, and of course I recorded most of these in the 60s. Now, let's see. On this one here is the BBC Scottish Variety Orchestra, and on the other side is Hugh James and his orchestra. I used to use a Grundig TK-55, but that gave out on me several years ago. And I now use a Philips N4504. So, we switch it on, and here's Hugh James and his orchestra.
Music While You Work is played this afternoon by Hugh James and his orchestra.
When was Music While You Work instituted and why?
Well, it started in June 1940. The first edition was on June the 23rd, and apparently it was as a result of a suggestion from the War Office. The idea was to get music of a morale-boosting nature for industry in the hope that it would speed up production. And indeed, by the end of the war, in 1945, the BBC were quite convinced that Music While You Work had won the war.
So it had to be heard in factories?
It was heard in thousands of factories around the country, and a gentleman called Winfred Reynolds was appointed organiser, and his job was, amongst other things, to go round the factories listening to the programmes as they went out, so that he could assess the reception that they were getting, the sound quality in the factories, whether certain bands could be heard above the factory noises. And they did a survey in 1942 based on 6 months of Wednesday afternoon editions, and a very extensive report was produced as a result of which some of the bands got the chop.
Calling all workers. Music While You Work will be played by Troyes and his banjolier.
One of the most famous bands was Troyes and his banjoliers. And the first few broadcasts went out as Troyes and his mandoliers, because they were one and the same group, but they changed instruments. The factories couldn't hear mandolins, but banjos were fine. They came through fine, so that's the way it went. I've done a lot of research into Music While You Work over the years, and I went through all the old radio times and compiled a day-by-day list of all the orchestras that played every day. So I've got a list that runs from 1940 to 1967, and I can look it up and tell what band played on any particular day. So we look at the 1st of June 1958. Monday morning, Jack Salisbury and his Salon Orchestra. Monday afternoon, Sid Dean and his band. Tuesday morning, Cecil Norman and the Rhythm Players. There was always a military band on Tuesday afternoons at that time, and the Royal Artillery down that week.
My mother was addicted to